Thank you.
Brenda, you have to sit down now. Whatever's going on is not that important, so do remember to sit down. Okay. Yeah. Everyone sit down and get settled. And then we will begin the class. Okay. So verses 25 to 36. The chapter is entitled The Three Modes and Beyond. So we're talking about the three modes of material nature. Okay. Residence in the forest, as in the mode of goodness, residence in the town is in the mode of passion. Residence in a gambling house displays the quality of ignorance. And residence in a place where I reside is transcendental. Mm. So we are hearing here that the place that you reside is very important. So obviously the three modes of nature are being spoken of, right? Mode of ignorance is there. So you go down to St. Kilda, certain places, Grey Street and places where, you know, there are prostitutes and like this, brothels and like this. Very tamasic, very ignorant. So when you're living in those places, you will feel affected. Srila Prabhupada said that if you walk into a room and everything is like untidy, everything is, how do you call it? Messy or dirty. Prabhupada said, if you don't feel affected, then you are in the mode of ignorance. Because when you're in the mode of goodness, when you come, then you want everything else to be in the mode of goodness. Everything, you know, nice and neat and orderly. A devotee will leave a place more clean than the way he found it. A devotee goes somewhere, if it's not clean, by the time he leaves, it will be more clean. That's how a devotee is. Unfortunately, not all devotees are like that. But that's how a devotee should be. So, mode of ignorance is these places which are tamasic. It says gambling houses. That means Crown Casino. So have you been there? Crown Casino? Yeah. I walked through there one time because I'd never understood what it was. But when I walked through, you just feel the modes. Very thick, very heavy. Like everyone's very tamasic. You can feel it. You know, there's that really strong energy, is it? And we know there's always crime and corruption and prostitution. All these things are there. And it's actually Kali's, like, how do you call it? Like, capital. Yeah, Kali's, like, place. Because all the four regulative principles, they get broken in that place. Gambling, intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex. Everything is there. So I was saying to some devotees in the last couple of days, when they built that Crown Casino, I felt the energy of Melbourne drop quite tangibly. You could feel like the subtle energy in the city went drop down. Also, after we had this lockdown, like the 5-kilometer rule and everything, you know, a few months back in COVID, then I also felt the same thing. Like you feel the energy in Melbourne really drop down. So this is the nature of tamagun, makes everything, brings everything down. It says here that Rajagun, it means the cities. So, you know, like this, like, this is all Rajagun, the way all this is developed. You know, people living very close together and lots of action and lots of energy and that's like that. So, obviously, the best place to live is Sattvagun. Hare Krishna. So, Sattvagun means the mode of goodness. So Sattvagun means places like the country, you know, the Hare Krishna Valley, the farm, these places. These are conducive. And as we've been saying, that the mode of goodness leads to pure goodness. So these places are conducive for practicing bhakti. However, Krishna says at the end, he says, the residence in a place where I reside is transcendental. So even in the middle of the city, if you have a temple like this, Prabhupada said, when you walk inside the temple, like when you come in here, it is Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga means mode of goodness is predominant. At least it should be. That should be the mood in the temple. So the temple is transcendental and it has that spiritual energy. So even if you're living in the city and you're surrounded by passion and ignorance, if you regularly come to the temple, you feel transcendentally situated. Please turn your microphone on mute. I think it's Chandravallabhi. Please turn the microphone on mute just so the noise does not come through. What's that? Yeah, please, everyone mute your microphone. Put it on mute. So, yeah.
Very good. But you said predominantly mode of goodness in Vaikuntha. That means there can be passion ignorance also?
No, Vaikuntha is not mode of goodness. That is Vishuddha Sattva.
Yeah.
Pure goodness.
There can't be mode of passion or ignorance there.
No. In this temple is meant to be like that. So also your home, which means your ashram, you have your deities or your pictures or Tulsi Devi, or, you know, in your home, that should also be transcendental vibration. You make it like a temple, and then the vibration is spiritual, and it helps to uplift you. So, you should choose where you live very carefully and make the place where you live, make it a spiritual place. Make it transcendental. Add Krishna consciousness to where you live and then everything becomes transcendental. Now, obviously, the best place to live in this material world is the Holy Dharam. Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. These are the best places to live because those places have the most spiritual power. So when you reside in those places, you feel uplifted, right? Connected to Krishna. So these places are transcendental. And if you perform devotional service in those places, you also feel very purified. Same as here. Like you come to the Melbourne temple, you feel purified. The atmosphere is purified. So. Any points so far?
Which you mentioned about devotees, actually they make the place even purified when they serve in the presence. It reminds me of a pastime when Radhanath Maharaj actually did a program with 5,000 people in a very affluent person's house, and apparently everyone made a whole mess after 5 days of having the whole place was messy. And Radhanath Maharaj actually, when they all went, he cleaned the toilet and bathroom and the whole place by himself with his own cloth. Spotless.
Where was that?
It's in Pune.
Pune.
So, no, he was so conscious that I think one of the Mohatlals or someone who actually gave their house and accommodated 5,000 people for 5 days. And when everyone went, this is going back about 15 years back, 15, 20 years back. He himself went and cleaned the toilets, everything literally spotless.
Mm.
He made everything so, he was so particular that if it was given, he might use it in Krishna and give it clean back again.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a message to everyone, this is so important that we should do such kind of services.
Yeah, I heard a story recently where, when you go to Tirupati and you have to line up to go and see the deity. And it takes sometimes like 8 hours. You have to line up to go and see the deity. And then they have the VIP line, where if you know someone or you pay, then you can go quickly. So one devotee, he said to Maharaj Radhanath Swami, he said, I went to see Tirupati, I went to the temple. And I got the VIP line, so I got to go in quickly. Maharaj said, I always take the public line.
Lot of patience.
Yeah. He said, I always take the public line. Because then when you see the duty, you'll be more attentive. So he's showing us, teaching us, what should be our mentality when we do devotional service. I don't have that much bhakti. I'm being honest, I don't. Maybe some of you have it, but I don't have that much.
We had a similar situation. When we went, we had a friend, and he made us enter like that, you know, walking. Otherwise, it would be too hard.
Yeah, 8 hours. You have to work. So.
And Yogesh, what Yogesh Prabhu was saying, Yogesh Prabhu is very true. Even the disciples are very disciplined.
Well trained. Any other points?
Probably. So, just on the different residences, places with, you know, different people in the different homes they gather. So, the way I understand is that, I mean, the modes, the different categories of people always exist, even in the different ages. But so you wouldn't have a place like Crown Casino in, you know, let's say Satya Yuga or something. Mm. But those people may still be there, and they would want to, you know, carry out such activities.
No, so it means in Satya Yuga, the Bhagavad Gita says everyone in Satya Yuga is Paramahamsa.
Oh, so no. Maybe the Dwarpa Yuga.
Yeah, as it goes down then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they wouldn't have a place like, you know, like a city where they're doing that kind of thing. It would be little dens, would it?
Yeah, they have, you know, there's those things are going on, but not like it is now.
Probably.
Yeah. They'd never had, what do you call it?
Las Vegas.
Yeah, like that. And also, you know, where they kill the animals, well, abattoir. They never had those things.
Mm.
You know. Then everything came recently. Okay. A worker free of attachment is in the mode of goodness. A worker blinded by personal desire is in the mode of passion. And a worker who has completely forgotten how to tell right from wrong is in the mode of ignorance. But a worker who has taken shelter of me is understood to be transcendental to the modes of nature. Mm. So, once again, Krishna is emphasizing there are different options which are there. Mode of ignorance, people don't know what is right or what is wrong. Yeah, and that's what Kali Yuga has become like. You know, people just do things, and people all have this philosophy. If you're happy, then it is okay. That's the philosophy. If you're happy, then it's okay. It doesn't matter what the thing is. You know, it's some crazy thing which is harming the environment or harming people. Or, you know, but they say, if you're happy, then it is okay. That is the mentality. And then, mode of passion. Then it is full of personal desire for fame and for money. So people, they become blinded by the mode of passion, work in the mode of passion. You know, like we're saying yesterday, like Donald Trump. So very like ideal example of someone in the mode of passion, blinded by fame and wealth. Right? Too much material desire for sense gratification. You know, like the way he finished. You know, now that they're trying to take him to court, they're going to try to work it out this week to take him to court.
Impeachment.
Yeah, second impeachment. But this one could be serious if it goes through. You know, because he told them, he said, go and be, well, he didn't specifically say aggressive, but he said march and do these things. And so, you know, it wasn't a, he blinded because he could not accept his fame was reducing. He would not be the president anymore. So then he became too much disturbed, too much passion. Even I was surprised that he did this. I thought he wasn't that crazy, but actually he's more crazy than, you know, than we saw. And then, mode of goodness, someone who's free of attachment. So you see people who do charity work, you know, and they look after other people and all these things. This is in the mode of goodness. You're doing the activity, but it's not so much for you. It's more for the benefit of the other people. That is the mentality, the mode of goodness. But Krishna says, as he says in all of these verses, someone who takes shelter of him, that is the best work. To work for ISKCON, to work in ISKCON, to work as a part of ISKCON, to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the best. This is better than any other activity. Right? If you do it like that, if you're serving Krishna, this is the best. It's considered the highest. So that's what we should aim for. So technically speaking, the person who is the highest is the sannyasi. Because the sannyasis are doing everything for the service of Krishna. Radha Krishna. That's their mentality. So Krishna says here, they are the most dear to me. They are transcendental. They are the highest. So we should aim for that. Just everything we do is for Krishna. If we do that, then the movement will spread very quickly. Any points?
Like Bhanu Swami, Ramai Swami, completely tense.
Okay. Faith directed towards spiritual life is in the mode of goodness. Faith rooted in fruitive work is in the mode of passion. Faith residing in irreligious activities is in the mode of ignorance. But faith in my devotional service is purely transcendental. So spiritual life begins with shraddha, adol shraddha. It begins with faith. This is where spiritual life begins. Everything actually in the material world and this and in devotional life, everything is based upon shraddha or faith. You know, why do we go to the shop and we buy certain foods? Because we have faith that they are good for us. It's like, what are those biscuits? What are they called?
The Russ.
Russ biscuit. Sorry. I stayed at Uttama Bhakti Prabhu's place. And he said, oh, you have to break ekadashi. You know, it's time to break ekadashi. So I said, okay, just give me some grain. They gave me this biscuit, Russ something. Russ. Yeah. Yeah, you all know this biscuit. It tastes just like sugar. Yeah, so we have faith when you buy something, it's good for you. But the problem is in Kali Yuga, things, we have faith, right? That's not actually food. That's just like what you put in, if you're making sweet rice. You know, if you crunch them up, put them in sweet rice, it'll taste very sweet. So it's not actually food. It's not like, technically, it's not so good for you.
Sugarcane juice is good.
What is that?
Sugarcane juice is good. Okay, Baba would like it.
Yeah. Sugarcane juice is good. Yeah, that's good. It's natural. Not too much, but some.
You remember when we went to Vrindavan?
You were there with me?
Yeah, we were together.
How many did I have?
Very nice.
How many did I drink, though?
I can't remember.
I remember one time I drank 14.
Quarter
sugar candies. It was a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago. I drank 14.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
You have to be careful, not too much. These days I just have 3 or 4. So you can take these things, but you have to know, is it good for you? We have faith. The point is, faith is the basis of life. Why do we do anything? We get in our car, we have faith that we're going to get to the destination. Right? We have faith in everything. So spiritual life is also based upon faith, shraddha. So faith in the mode of ignorance is in irreligious activities. Right? Meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. People in Tamagun, they think that this is where their faith is. If you do these things, you will be happy. That's what they think. That's why they're all addicted to these things. Because they think if you do it, that's Tamagun. Right? Faith in the mode of passion is someone who's a fruitive worker. In other words, it's money. Money and fame. That's why people work hard. They have faith. If I work hard, I'll get famous, I'll get money, then I'll be happy. And then mode of goodness is directed towards spiritual life. So you see so many people are in different things. They go to different groups, Brahma Kumaris and Swami Narayan and...
You name it.
Yeah, you name it, different groups. They go to these groups because they have faith. So it's a lot more like in the mode of goodness. Oh, if I do something, then I'll get some. Do some puja, and then everything will be good. But Krishna says here the best faith is when you have faith in devotional service, nothing else. When you understand that devotional service is the only thing that will give you satisfaction. Right? When you have that faith, then that's when you advance in Krishna consciousness. So in the commentary, it points out that when you have deep faith in Krishna consciousness, what is the proof of your faith? Like, how do we know who has the most faith as devotees? We look around all the devotees, right? The devotees who are giving up material enjoyment the most, then we can see they have the most faith. They are the most advanced. So you see devotees like Jayapataka Swami. Right, no material enjoyment. Right? Just so fixed in Krishna's service because his faith is so strong. Right? So we see when devotees have great faith, they just give up material enjoyment. So we can see how advanced we are according to how much we give up material enjoyment and how much we focus on Krishna. Any points?
Yeah, but Swami has strongest faith in Prabhupada.
Yeah.
I would say more than even Krishna. He has got so much faith in Prabhupada.
Mm.
He always says, help me in his mission.
Mm.
That's something he wants from us.
Mm.
Nothing else.
Mm.
He would say, why are you giving so much money?
Any other point?
With an observation.
Yeah.
That his verses are very similar to in
yeah. Chapter 14 is called Three Modes of Material Nature. Chapter 17 is called The Divisions of Faith. So all about the moments. So yeah. Very similar. Because the same person spoke it. Because Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. When was Bhagavad Gita spoken? Krishna was on earth for how long? 125 years. So Bhagavad Gita was spoken about when he'd been on the earth about 95 years or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right. And then this is spoken maybe in the last year. So same person is speaking, just two different times, but he's speaking. Yeah. Just before he left. He's speaking. Uddhava Gita.
About faith.
Mm.
My wife has so much faith, she will not let me buy rotten flowers.
Mm.
She chastises me. Once I brought rotten flowers.
Mm.
What is this?
Mm.
What have you brought?
That is good. It is good to chastise the husband. Very good. Not for everyone, but for some people it is good to chastise the husband. But not everyone.
Do it. Doesn't matter whether wife or husband, if we make a mistake. We are liable for this.
Food that is wholesome and obtained without difficulty is in the mode of goodness. Just put it down. Food that gives immediate pleasure to the senses is in the mode of passion, and food that is unclean and causes distress is in the mode of ignorance. So we know the mode of ignorance food is things that are unclean and they cause you distress. These kind of foods. So what are some examples?
Meat.
Yeah, the meat. Yeah. What else?
Too
hot?
Too sour,
yeah. Yeah, those things. That's also known as passion. But, yeah, meat, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola will cause you distress. You see, if you go on YouTube, see some people that, when their tooth falls out, they put it in Coca-Cola overnight. You know, like in the West, we have Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Do you have that in India?
No.
No, you don't. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. In the, like when we used to go to sleep, we used to put our tooth in the water, and while you're asleep, your mother would come and take it and leave some money under the glass. And we thought, oh, the Tooth Fairy took the tooth, and that's what they told us when we were kids. And we believed it up until we were maybe seven, something like that. After that, then you realize Father Christmas is not true, and you know, Easter Bunny is not true, and all these things you realize. But before that, we believed it. So Coca-Cola, some people put the tooth in overnight. In the morning, it was gone because it's so acidic. So imagine you're drinking that every day, going there. It's like acid going, causing you harm. And actually, those, you know, those sport drinks like Gatorade and, you know, different ones, Gatorade or some, yeah, they're different, very strange colors like blue, green, all different colors. I saw one report, they linked that to brain cancer. So that's what I'm saying. We have faith. Oh, you know, if it's in the shop, it must be okay. No, it doesn't mean that. You know, these things can maybe cause big problems. So this is food in the mode of ignorance. So you have to be careful of these things. Then food in the mode of passion is that gives immediate pleasure. So what are examples? What are those biscuits called? Russell or alcohol, yeah, it's a lot like that. Things, foods that give immediate pleasure. You know, like ice cream or all pizza. These things. Pizza, yeah, pizza's like the number one example. Pizza. You see, when you have pizza, dogs go, they go crazy.
Yeah. So they sell more pizzas on the Kadashi than any
pizza. Yeah. It's only the cheese. The cheese is the one ingredient. You know, if you sold, you say, I would sell pizza, but just tomato, basil, and no one would buy it. But if you have the cheese, you can even forget the tomato, you can forget the basil. You just have cheese on the base, people will buy it. No, so it's just the cheese, that's all. Cheese is addictive. So this is food in the mode of passion. Even one time I was in the kitchen, I think 7 o'clock offering, and maybe someone made some pizza. And I'm like, you know, senior devotee. You know, so I came and I was going to get it. And then this one other devotee, like Bhakti guy, some Bhakti Bhavan boy, he comes, you know, just about to grab it. His hand just went. I just took it. And I looked at him and I thought, what's wrong with you? It's like so much, you know, it's like passion takes over so much. Oh, I have to have it, I have to have it. And like, you just take it.
Snitching.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but this is what happens. The food in the mode, because food in the mode of passion gives immediate satisfaction. You have pizza, it's like, oh. That's why I don't eat these things, you know, like gulab jamun and all these things. No, I can't. That's why I say don't cook it. You know, if I come and take prasad, I say don't cook it. Because if you cook it, then, like I said, I end up eating 8 or 12 or 15. I do. I know I will do it. And then I have to come and give class. Right? And people ask me questions and I'm just like... Yeah, I don't even know if I'm still on earth or... Is it? It's a mode of passion. All these foods are good, but it means special occasion. Not like every day. You know, or even once a week. Maybe that maximum once a week, but not more than this. But then food in the mode of goodness, it says here, is pure and obtained without difficulty. You know, it is pure. It means the vegetables and the grains. You know, like to get meat, it's a lot of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a lot to do to turn it into all the way. It's a lot of work. Whereas the, you know, you pull out the vegetables and that, much less. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's different. So Krishna is saying these things. Krishna only accepts food in the mode of sattva guna, actually. Now, interesting, because a lot of what we offer Krishna is not really sattva guna.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, if you go to Jagannath Puri and you take Mahaprasad, anyone have Mahaprasad in Puri?
Yes.
Most of you are. So you take the prasad. That recipe, same recipe from 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, maybe more. You notice one thing I notice whenever I go there for Mahaprasad in Puri, no chili. Nothing is hot. Now, if I go to most of your houses, right, it's not like that actually. Indian people are famous for hot. You know, like my good friend Shirada Balaba Prabhu, Kripa Siddha Prabhu. Yeah, my good friends, we go there, how you eat, it's like, so you taste it, it's like, yeah, so it's so hot. Right? So that's not actually Krishna himself does not eat like that. If you go to Goloka, it's not like that. Right? It's not all hot and spicy, it's not like that. Krishna doesn't actually eat like that. So these things increase passion and ignorance. So even prasadam can be in the mode of material nature. It means okay, it's prasad, so it's transcendental, but the effect on your body will be passion, and maybe tamagun also. Right? Okay, purifies your consciousness, but your body can have big effect. And we see many devotees have health problems now. Yeah, because not eating good prasad.
Big punch, high blood pressure.
Yeah. You're talking about me.
You're excellent.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. You can come to my class again. But try.
By the way, Coca-Cola has got caffeine also.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
Yeah.
Intoxicating.
Yeah, it makes people stimulated.
Yeah.
And this one, the drink's called Red Bull. Yeah, these drinks. Yeah, you drink them. They really. I've never had one, but you drink it, people are. Too much energy, is there? So, the other point?
With regard to the vegetables, I think the output is much greater.
The what?
If you plant vegetables,
mm.
You put in the work in the beginning, but the output you get is much greater than if you had to do all the other types of cultivating.
Yeah.
What have we got on the farm these days? On the farm?
Vegetables?
Mm.
It's been a very bad summer. You know, because there's not enough heat. You know, we haven't had like hot days. So a lot of the vegetables, they need heat, like the tomato, the eggplant, the capsicum. So we're having problems actually growing things this year.
Spinach?
Yeah, spinach is easy. Silver bay, that grows all the time. But a lot of the other vegetables, they're having problems this year. So.
Fruits?
Fruits are there, apples mainly, plums is there.
No guavas. Guava?
Guava is more like tropical fruit. You have to go to Moolamba. Yeah, mangoes and guava and papaya and banana. Yeah, it's like, that's the best place.
You have got mango and bananas on the farm? On the farm, mangoes, bananas?
No, you can't grow it here. That's Queensland.
My wife used to grow papaya.
You can grow a bit. Usually here it doesn't ripen. Like we have banana tree just out there, but they never usually ripen. So. We have banana acharias here. So, I won't mention any names, but some people know. Yeah. I won't speak. You know, some people when they're growing up, they used to, their job was to bend all the bananas for that before they would be sold.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All day just like. I won't mention any names, but some some used to have this job. Happiness derived from this self is in the mode of goodness. Happiness based on the sense gratification is in the mode of passion. And happiness based on delusion and degradation is in the mode of ignorance. But the happiness found within me is transcendental. So once again, happiness in the mode of ignorance. Degradation, right? They get some pleasure from it, but it just degrades the consciousness. People become alcoholics, right? It just degrades the consciousness, right? They get some happiness is there, but it just takes you down, 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 down. And then happiness in the mode of passion is based on sense gratification. So as long as I'm enjoying my senses, then I'm happy. But when my sense gratification stops or is taken away from me, they become very agitated. We see many people, they become very upset when their sense gratification is removed. And then in the mode of goodness, it is derived from the self. So when you become advanced in spiritual life, you become self-satisfied. You don't need artificial stimulation all the time. You just become satisfied within. Now, Krishna says here at the end, he says, the happiness which is even higher than all of that is the happiness which is derived from me. So the more you think of Krishna, all of our philosophy is governed by these rules. Always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. That's what everything we do is based upon. So the more you remember Krishna, the happier you will be. That's what Krishna says here. That's the highest happiness. And we all know that. You know, when you're thinking of Krishna, then you're the most happy. When you're not thinking of him, then...
Remember,
Krishna is a hard thing to
become easy. If you forget Krishna,
easier,
even easier
things to
become
good. Yeah, that's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, very nice verse. So we have to learn to remember Krishna. I know myself, sometimes I get very tired. You know, like at the farm, sometimes very busy. You know, and then weekends are busy. So many people have been coming. Actually, it's as busy as it's ever been. Right? So many people are coming. And we didn't have any weekends off for some time. And even now, like from now to the end of March, every weekend nearly, almost every weekend we're booked some retreat or something. So sometimes I get very tired. So I notice when I'm tired, I don't think of Krishna so much. Mm-hmm. I think of his service, right, which is good. You know, I think of his service, not different from him. You know, I've got so much to do and I do it for Krishna. But actually thinking of Krishna, I know when I'm tired, then I think of him less. But the goal is to think of him more. So we have to try to balance our life in such a way that we think of Krishna, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. So it means you have to balance your life. Sometimes when it's, even in devotional service, when it's too busy, sometimes it's hard to think of him. So there's no disadvantage, but it's nice to think of Krishna, directly think of him. So, any points?
Can I ask you, while we are chanting, what is the way to remember Krishna? Please you tell your personal experience, please.
Well, Prabhupada says that when you chant, then automatically remembrance of Krishna's form and qualities and pastimes will come as you advance more. So the more you become advanced while you're chanting, then you can begin to meditate. What I like to do in my chanting, I like to meditate on the Holy Dham. You know, the different places in the Holy Dham. So I like to meditate different places in Mayapur, Puri, Vrindavan, and meditate on the feeling that I get when I'm at those places. So different things you can do.
Yeah.
Any other points?
What about this Leela?
That's the best, yeah. If you can meditate on the Leela while chanting, that's very good. Any other points?
You can remember the verses of Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah. Those things should be in between the chanting.
In between.
Not so much while you're chanting.
In between.
Yeah, you're going like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And then at the same time you're going, dehinosmin yata dehe kavanunyavan. So they do one or the other. You can't do both same time. Okay. Yeah. If you can't hear me, I have no idea why that is, because you should be able to hear me. I can't answer it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry if you can't hear. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, there must be some technical difficulty, because it seems that from our end, everything should be working okay. So yeah, I don't know. I can't say.
Did it come here?
Yeah, that's the best, but some devotees can't come. Is it back on? Or? If it's not back on, I can stop it and maybe start it again. That might help. We're working on it. If you can't hear me, we are working on it. So, we'll see.
I can hear
you. You can hear? Yeah. So I don't know why. Maybe it's your phone. Yeah. Fix your phone. I don't know. I'm sorry. If it's not working, I'm not sure.
Get an iPhone.
Yeah. Get the iPhone. Give up the Samsung. Oh, sorry. Which verse are we on? 30th. Okay. Therefore, material substance, place, result of activity, time, knowledge, work, the performer of work, faith, state of consciousness, species of life, and destination after death are all based on the three modes of material nature. So, everything is based on the modes. So choose your association wisely. Choose the modes of nature that you want to associate with. If you want to become more ignorant, then associate with the mode of ignorance, and it will bring you down. If you want to become more passionate, then associate with Rajagun. But if you want to become more peaceful, then associate with Sattvagun. Sattvagun is beneficial. It helps to go to Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. It is beneficial. So therefore, we should cultivate this Sattva Gun while we're doing devotional service. So utilize all of these different things need to be utilized in Krishna's service. The place, the result of activity, time, knowledge, work, performer of work, faith, all these things. Everything is meant to be used in Krishna's service. Just like time. Right? We use time in Krishna's service. Right? The best time is early in the morning, right? Before the sun rises, Brahma Muhurta. That is the best time for spiritual life. So use that time to serve Krishna. Time and then all of these different all of these different items, right? We have to use the best way to use them in Krishna's service, right? Other times are like Janmashtami or Kartik or Ekadashi. All these times are good. They're beneficial to serve Krishna. So we should find the times which are the best.
Gopurnima.
Yeah, it's coming up. So it describes, the Acharyas point out that the modes of material nature, if you remain attached to them, even the mode of goodness, it leads to repeated birth and death. Right? Mode of ignorance, you'll be born again. Right? It says in a hellish existence, as an animal or plant or something, or it's very hellish existence. Mode of passion, you'll probably be born as a human being again, but then you may go down again. And then mode of goodness, you take birth amongst the devatas, the demigods, the suras. Yeah. So then your life will be more peaceful, but then that is temporary as well. So it says any of the attachment to the modes of material nature, it will lead to birth and death again. So, any points?
Suppose that we actually live our life in the mode of goodness.
Yeah.
And we continue to do the right things over the years and all this.
Yeah.
But would karma from our previous lives have an impact to actually make us go down or for that matter? Or
no. So whatever you do in this life.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, don't worry about the previous lives, just this life.
Obviously, devotional service covers virtually everything.
Yeah, if you keep doing devotional service, you'll be in a good position next time. Please continue. Give all of your bananas to Krishna. Any other points?
Sometimes like association is very important.
Ah.
And also like as practicing devotees, we can see like we are shadowed devotees. Some are, you know, in mode of goodness, some are in passion, and some are, maybe they are practicing for so many years, but very diplomatic in nature, and it's very hard to, you know whom to take association with.
Are you confused which devotees to take association with?
Yeah. Even though they are practicing some devotees.
What's wrong with me?
Not telling you, I'm telling with you experience is not usual.
That's no? Good. That's good. I'm in the good list. So there's so many devotees. Like, I don't have any problem in the Melbourne congregation. Like, there's enough devotees, good devotees to associate with.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you see something which is not so good, then you just distance yourself a bit.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, maybe you are senior, there will be too. Not with the others, they are diplomatic. Like, you know, sometimes
yeah,
it happens
so,
like
so
that.
So keep yourself a bit distant. That's
and at the same time, we should be having good relationship with the devotees. So, in that sense, like, how can we balance?
It's a juggling act. That's not easy. Because sometimes, you know, you see even the senior devotees you're serving under, but you see there's some faults are there. So you just, you know, be respectful, but keep a little bit of a distance. My Guru Maharaj, she said to me one time, he said, what is your relationship like with this particular senior devotee? I said, you know, a little bit shaky, a little bit. And he said, okay, he said, then just be humble. You know, so if you just be humble, then everything will work out okay. And make sure the problem is not also in you. Because sometimes, you know, we say, oh, this person's got this problem, but maybe you have it also.
Maybe like most of the times, like when you are cultivating in Bhaktivinoda, you come across a lot of people, a lot of problems. Too. Simple people get hurt and they go away because of some senior devotees, whatever the behavior, everything.
Yeah, well, then point out the behavior of those senior devotees to more senior devotees. Come and tell us, and then we will see what we can do about it. Okay? Okay. But you can associate with me. I hope so. I hope so. I'm in the good list. Oh, that is good. That is good. I get worried sometimes. Okay. Which one are we on? 31st. O best of human beings, all states of material being are related to this interaction of the enjoying soul and material nature. Whether seen, heard of, or only conceived within the mind, they are without exception constituted of the modes of nature. So, what causes our bondage in this material world? It is the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. Right? And the material modes, they facilitate that. It's not that the modes control us, but we allow ourselves to be controlled by the modes. Because we want to be separate from Krishna. So because we have that desire, then the modes facilitate. So we have to learn to detach ourselves from the modes. When you get more into the mode of goodness, then you can detach yourself more from the modes of passion and ignorance. So gradually overcome the effect of the moments of nature. So the acharyas point out the modes are even in the mind. Right? So you don't even have to be in a tamasic place, or you can be like where we live, the Hare Krishna Valley. You can be in very sattva environment. Right? Everything is mode of goodness, everything is peaceful. You know, and then the food you're eating is mode of goodness, and you're getting up early in the morning, mode of goodness, and all the items of mode of goodness you're doing. But still your mind can be completely impassioned or ignorance. So the mind is the main thing that we have to lift up through the moments. Because if your mind is too much in passion or ignorance, then it drags you down. So you have to gradually raise it. So it stays in the mode of goodness.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
How to stop the mind from thinking of the past? Some people have a tendency of going in the past.
Yeah.
57 years back. What do we do? What do we tell them?
57 years?
Back, yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. But they remember each and everything.
But that is before I was born.
I'm just giving an example.
57 years. That's a long time to hold a... Yeah. So...
They've got such a sharp memory. Pinpoint everything.
Yeah, that's okay, but... If at the time of death you are thinking, oh, 57 years ago this happened, what do you think will happen? You're not going to go to Krishna. You're stuck in this material world. So don't think like you have to train your mind to let go of these things.
So how to stop mind?
Think of Krishna.
Krishna's pastimes.
Anything. But think of Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, morning, beat your mind with the holy name. Evening, beat your mind with the holy name. Prabhupada's guru says. So stop thinking these things. Think of Krishna. Although 57 years, like...
That's actually, I think what you said yesterday, was listening to the lecture, it's in the mode of passion, and you're always thinking of the future.
Mm.
If
you're
in the mode of goodness,
you're always thinking
of the past.
Yeah,
tamagun.
Yeah.
But it's the same.
If you're in the mode of passion, and you're thinking always to the future, I'll get this, I'll achieve this, I want to do this, I want to do that, you're doing the mode of ignorance and you're thinking of the past.
So that means that he is in mode of ignorance.
If you're thinking 57 years, this thinking, is mode of ignorance.
If the person is thinking.
That is mode of ignorance. 57 years.
You know it.
Yeah.
I can't remember even last night what I ate last night.
Really?
I can't remember.
Yeah, last night I had a Kadashi prasad. It was good. Quinoa.
I had a lot of things from Japan. Very beautiful prasad.
Yeah, you remember. But 57 years you have to let go. Okay. O gentle Uddhava. All these different phases of conditioned life arise from work born of the modes of material nature. The living entity who conquers these modes, manifested from the mind, can dedicate himself to me by the process of devotional service and thus attain pure love for me. So, Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita of karma, vikarma, and akarma. So here he's speaking of akarma. Vikarma means mode of ignorance activity. Karma means mode of passion, maybe mode of goodness. But akarma means devotional service, beyond the modes of nature. So we need to perform akarma activity. Rupa Goswami describes this as yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya means everything needs to be used in Krishna's service. So all of these modes of nature can be used in Krishna's service. Even tamagun, sleep. You know, if you don't sleep, then you can't serve Krishna. So you go to sleep so that you can serve Krishna. That's service. Right? Sleeping too much is not serving Krishna, but sleeping so that you can remember, that is. Right? Mode of passion. Sometimes we have to get mode of passion, work hard for Krishna. So that is okay. But we have to control it, not let it control us. And then mode of goodness, we have to use that to serve Krishna also. And cultivate knowledge and detachment. So, yukta vairagya means everything needs to be used in Krishna's service. That's how we get purified. Therefore, having achieved this human form of life, which allows one to develop full knowledge, those who are intelligent should free themselves from the contamination of the modes of nature and engage exclusively in loving service to me. So it says here that you've achieved the human form of life. Do not waste it. Right? Like I was saying to one devotee, I think, the last couple of days, like, to be where we are right now, all of us, I mean, it's directly us, even in ISKCON, you know, I mean, ISKCON's all over the world, but the devotees in the Melbourne temple are the most fortunate devotees practically in the world for many reasons. You know, standard of living is high, devotional opportunities are high, association is very good. Like, prasadam is, you know, first class. Yeah, so I mean, it's like we are the most fortunate. So if you can't go back to Godhead from here, you can't go back to Godhead. You know, if you can't do it from this temple, in this congregation, under these circumstances, you know, you haven't got any hope. One Sachinandan Swami, you know Sachinandan Swami?
Yeah.
He told us, he was in Varshana. We went to Varshana to associate with him. Did one retreat. So before the retreat, he was wandering around Varshana. And he met one sadhu who lives there in Varshana. And Mara said to the sadhu, he said, I am so happy here. I'm so happy here in Varshana. And the sadhu said, if you're not happy here, you can't be happy anywhere.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm aware. So if you're in Melbourne, if you're not happy and engaged and being purified, you have a big problem. Yeah. This is the most fortunate situation. A wise sage, free from all material association and unbewildered, should subdue his senses and worship me. He should conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by engaging himself only with things in the mode of goodness. So we've been saying the last few days that when we're discussing this, that practice devotional service in the mode of goodness. Right? If you do that, you will make advancement. If you don't do that, you'll have problems. Then, being fixed in devotional service, the sage should also conquer the material mode of goodness by indifference toward the modes. Thus pacified within his mind, the spirit soul, freed from the modes of nature, gives up the very cause of his conditional life and attains me. So the acharyas point out in their commentary that we have to discard our subtle body. Right? You have to give up mode of passion, give up mode of ignorance, come to the mode of goodness, but then everything that's in your subtle body, your mind, your intelligence, your ego, right, all of your attachments to the modes, you have to give that up also. So it means giving up all of your attachment to this material body and even the mind and everything. You have to detach yourself from that. Right? And focus completely on your spiritual form in Krishna's pastimes. The final verse, freed from the subtle conditioning of the mind,
And from the modes of nature born of material consciousness, the living entity becomes completely satisfied by experiencing my transcendental form. He no longer searches for enjoyment in the external energy, nor does he contemplate or remember such enjoyment within himself. So you know when you're advancing, when you become completely detached from Maya and completely attached to Krishna. The more you're attached to Maya, the less you will be attached to Krishna. So the process the Bhagavatam gives us is Harinam Anukirtanam, to chant the holy names following in the footsteps of the great souls. We'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yogi, you can go.
Okay. So when we do devotional service, is it a natural process from mode of goodness to Surya Sattva, or is it something?
No, it means you have to put effort in.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. It means you have to purify yourself by devotional service. And then you'll go into Surya Sattva. Devotional service is Surya Sattva.
Yeah.
But the more we go into it, the more we enter Surya Sattva.
You mentioned that the process is Harinam and Kirtanam, the footsteps of an acharya. How can we are doing devotional service, but how is it like the footsteps of acharya, like you said, are chanting and Krishna footsteps of acharya?
Yeah, it means chanting, but you chant with senior devotees, or you hear their instructions on chanting and then you apply those things. That's how you begin to follow their footsteps. When you chant with them, you see their mood in chanting. And then when you hear from them about chanting, then that gives you inspiration how to chant more deeply. Like I told you, listen to certain lectures. That teaches you how to chant more deeply. Too much noise on that table. What is this? My God. So. Any other point?
You said Harinam or Kirtanam. Mm. And then somewhere we read that you have to think of the soul and super soul. So how do we link these two?
Harinam Anukirtanam means Jivara Srupa Hoy Krishna Nityadas. I am Krishna's servant. When you're chanting, you should think like that. Prabhupada said, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, engage me in your service. That was his definition of the Maha Mantra. So, any other points? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.